This is Spoleto Today. I'm Miles Hoffman. My guest today is Nigel Redden, the General Director of Spoleto Festival USA. Nigel, it's great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
What's on tap for this year, and what are you particularly excited about?
I'm always excited about the works that we create here from scratch, and that means the chamber music series. It means, the orchestra is created here in the sense that people are auditioned around the country and come here to become part of the festival orchestra, and that only exists here in Charleston for a six-week period. The chorus, of course, comes from Westminster Choir College, but they are a theatrical chorus only here. They only perform symphonically at the Westminster Choir College. But then all of them come together for the operas that we do. The orchestra, the chorus, and singers and directors. And so I lean in that direction simply because I've seen the works be created over a period of time. And this year we have an opera that was first done in 1652 and was last done in 1653.
So you weren't there for that?
I missed the opening,
right.
And I missed the closing somehow. But it was 362 years ago.
Wow, okay.
And
what is the name of that opera?
It's Veramonda l'Amazzone di Aragona.
What does it mean? What does the title mean?
The title means Veramonda, the Amazon of Aragon.
And wow, okay.
Veramonda is the queen of Aragon in this particular production, and she is intent on freeing Spain from the last stronghold of the Moors. The Moors were chased out in the 15th century, so it's set in that time. And she feels that her general, Delio, is not being sufficiently aggressive about throwing out the Moors. And so she dresses as a man and has a group of women, the Amazons, who encourage him on and, in fact, defeat the Moors finally in this opera, although it is not done in battle. It is done, let's say, the Moorish queen falls in love with the Spanish general, and then
I'm starting to laugh
exactly,
already.
Okay. Exactly, it's one of those operas. It's one of those operas that is absolutely improbable. A lot of cross-dressing,
So it's a comedy. It is a comedy.
It's a comedy. And one of the things about opera, when operas were first thought of in the 17th century, they were meant as popular entertainments, and they were meant to, I mean, in some ways, to sort of thumb the nose at people in power, and they were meant to be somewhat subversive. And certainly Cavalli was very much...
Cavalli, the composer of the opera.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Cavalli embraced that idea of opera as a kind of, as a popular art form, but also as an art form where you could mock the gods, you could mock the powerful, and so on.
And was Veramonda this Amazon? I take it she was not a real historical figure.
No.
But she was meant, was she meant to mock anybody in particular, any Spanish queen or?
Well, it was actually, the Spaniards occupied part of Italy. They occupied the Naples and Sicily at that point. And whether Cavalli was really trying to mock them or whether he was just trying to, you know, be a little insolent, I think, perhaps, rather than absolute mocking.
But it didn't get him his head cut off or anything.
He
like
certainly
that.
Didn't get his head cut off, no. And in fact, they commissioned him, and he got a very high fee for this.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nigel, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. My guest has been Nigel Redden, the General Director of Spoleto Festival USA. For more information about the opera we've been discussing and more about Spoleto Festival USA, visit spoleto.etvradio.org. For Spoleto Today, I'm Miles Hoffman.